Dear Brown, I have for some time past been giving very careful thought to the possibility of this publishing house entering the field of periodicals. I realize only too well that this is an entirely new venture, and it is not possible to rule out entirely the risk of failure. I have, however, managed to convince my fellow directors on the board that the idea is worth a trial, because if we succeed in interesting the reading public, large profits can be made. We have therefore decided to risk a small expenditure in the hope of making a large profit. You will understand that we do not wish our initial expenses to be greater than is absolutely necessary. This is where you, as our personnel manager, can probably assist us. The first periodical we have planned to launch will be a monthly called Science and Your Life. The idea is to have a 16-page magazine at the beginning, increasing the size if it becomes popular. The contents would be varied, but would mainly cover new discoveries in industry, science, or medicine that are likely to be of interest to the general public. What I want you to do is to find out whether we already have on our staff suitable people to handle such a periodical. I think you could possibly approach this question in two ways. First, are there in any of our departments 3 or 4 young men who would be willing to contribute lively articles covering current discoveries? Secondly, have we on our staff any people whose duties do not fully occupy their time and who could reasonably be asked to do extra work in connection with editing and production, etc.? If we could find on our own staff in this way a band of workers, it would then be necessary to engage only an editor from outside. Will you report to me, please? Yours sincerely.